More Ovaltine, Mom!
School's out!
Swish, the ball goes through the hoop. I play basketball because if I don't, my daddy rapes me.
That's a poem by Neil's friend Raoul.
I was on my 20th birthday. I was given a collection of loose leaf notebook paper with a intro that said "The assorted poetry and prose of Montgomery Chatham Tisdale of the Rolling Oaks." It was given to me by a friend named Raoul Vanderberg, who is a great guy.
We'll try to pick and, up the last name unless you want to stalk him. But his last name is a lot, so what do you do?
But he's a hilarious guy, and it was probably I think it's one of the best presents I've ever gotten because it was so in-depth, because it's a series of just absurd fucking ridiculous poetry. It gets even worse than that, because there's a poem about coat hanger abortions, which...
I think it's pretty.
We'll see. Hooray.
Yeah,
Maybe later. You never know.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Mariah's back, y'all. Say hi to Mariah.
Say hi, Mariah.
Good evening,
that
everyone.
Was good class.
Yeah, Mariah's back. So
I'm like the substitute teacher.
Yeah.
And everyone goes, yes.
She's the new...
All right, cool one. Let you go
speaking
out.
Speaking of substitute teachers, did your substitute teachers ever do things where it's like, instead of teaching was playing games all day?
I actually have a great substitute teacher story.
Right,
good segue.
I know the punchline, but I was...
So, I had this substitute teacher named Mr. Dantzler, and he was a very large African-American man. Enormous. Fucking enormous. But his head was, like, three sizes too small for his body, which is funny enough. So, when we knew that Mr. Dantzler was going to be our substitute teacher, one of us, me or Caesar or Nick Breeden, one of our crazy friends, would go up and draw a ginormous body on the board and then a tiny head on top. And Mr. Dantzler would come in and be like, very funny, y'all. But, the way, there was things about each sub, because you know how you have an in with each substitute teacher, you sort of know the way to get them off track, how to fuck with them. Like, if you were an elementary school student as tricky as we were, you'd know how to do this. This is actually middle school, pardon my French, but, or my Spanish, or my Portuguese, or
your dumb acetate.
Or my Bast, or whatever, but, aspartame. But,
Saccharine.
Nonetheless... the best way to get Dantzler off track was to say, hey, Mr. Dantzler, would you tell the story about how you got frozen into your pants? And, because at one point in his life, Mr. Dantzler got frozen into his fucking pants.
How does that happen?
Well, here we go. apparently he was out hunting. And
will not be in the dark for long.
Fell into some frozen water. And... was, you know, was pulled out, yeah. Well, not, actually, I'm an idiot. But not frozen water,
through
but very thin ice into very freezing water. And, he was like Shadow Cat from the X-Men. Yeah. He could just fall right through some ice. But, so he fell through some thin ice into some very cold water. And was pulled up by some friends, and literally was frozen into his pants, and had to be chipped out of his pants. And the story had a lot of different details, but nonetheless, if you didn't want to do work, Mr. Dantzler always wanted to talk about his frozen pants. It was his shining glory, which really is kind of a little sad, I'd say. But, so yeah, the frozen pants thing was just the way to get off track, and I think it's just funny as fuck to get frozen into your own fucking pants.
And when
now,
he gets out
on
of
the
college,
subject.
Well, when he gets. Go ahead.
Okay. I was gonna say, on the subject of funny pants stories, when I was a young lady and I lived in Charleston, Hurricane Hugo came through. Now, anyone who is familiar with being in a swamp knows that, like, fluff mud is kind of
ludicrous.
Sinking like quicksand, and it'll suck you in, but if you walk carefully enough you can get out. So there's this really fat guy, and if anyone out there knows the story, then you could like comment on this. but as I remember it, this guy got stuck in the mud, and he was really fat, but he was really rich. So a helicopter came to pick him up because his friends knew he was, like, in the mud, I guess. But when
he had access to a helicopter?
Well, I guess like a health helicopter. Maybe like the one from the hospital.
Was it Airwolf?
Maybe.
I'm the only one.
But somebody came to save him, like in a helicopter.
That's
maybe like the rescue people. Amazing. They saw him in the marsh. He's probably trying to save his boat. Anyway, this is what happened. The helicopter comes in and they lower the rope down and he puts it around them. But when they pull him out, the Pluff Mud has such a suction that it pulled his entire lower layer of clothing off.
That's
and he
awesome.
Was just this fat man flying over Charleston, covered in Pluff Mud, and that was it.
Half naked.
Yep.
You should include
so
that.
So it's
the
like
fact
the
that he
naked
is
man flying over Charleston.
Like pants down.
And that was
nothing.
One of the major topics of the
his
hurricane.
Little wee wee and
like,
ball sack swinging in the
you know,
wind.
So you know, some people downtown had like boats through their house and three stories of water, but no, nothing compared to the fat man flying over.
That
Charleston.
Reminds me, Carowinds is at a music park by Paramount. Like we have Kings Dominion,
yeah,
stuff like that.
We got but it's what is it? Kings Dominion in the north.
In Virginia.
It's Carowinds is in the south.
It's in North Carolina.
Yeah,
border,
so we're sort of bordered by
Kings
two
Dominion
semi all right amusement parks.
By Paramount, yeah. By Paramount. But anyways,
what's
in high
the
school, there are like five, but
okay,
people will be familiar if they've heard of them. But anyways, so in high school, we always called people Donnie when they did something stupid, because apparently this guy named Donnie was swimming in the wave pool and part of the water park at Carowinds, and when the waves come, they do the little bell thing, so you know, like, the alarm goes off, so you know the waves are coming, but you're not supposed to swim by yourself near the waves.
What's fucked up, too, about the fucking wave bastard-ass pool at Carowinds is the fucking... It's not, like, fucking sand at the bottom. It's, like, rough-ass stucco cement. So, like, if you catch a wave, like, all the way into the fucking whatever, the beach,
yeah,
you'll tear your ass up. Like, I got one of my toenails ripped off one time. It was sucked ass.
But anyway, so we call people Donnie because this Donnie kid was apparently swimming around Carowinds around where the wave starts.
Was Donnie special?
Probably. That's why I call people Donnie.
Okay.
But, so every time I meet
touched.
Someone, every time I meet touched.
He was touched in the head.
Touched, that's one. But,
the Lord touched him in a special way.
Touched
but yeah, so heart. While he was swimming around, the suction from making the waves ripped his bathing suit off, and he got stuck at the bottom, like, where the waves are.
That's
so
awesome.
Lifeguards had to, like, dive in and pull him out. When they pulled him out, he was completely naked. And so they had to, like, give towels and wrap him in towels and
fantastic.
Stuff after they rescued him. So, like, that story amused us greatly in high school. So every time someone did something stupid, be like, good job, Donnie.
I actually have that's a good...
So if anyone knows Donnie, let them know that he's famous.
Yeah. We're segueing to segueing to segueing.
Touched is our segue.
Yeah, being touched is our segue. There's this sort of science-y amusement area in Charlotte, North Carolina called Discovery Place.
Discovery Place.
Yeah, and if you go to any fucking elementary school in North Carolina, your ass is going to Discovery Place
oh, yeah.
at some
and
point. Like,
if you are a Girl Scout in North Carolina, you get to have sleepovers in Discovery Place.
Yeah, Mariah's a Girl Scout.
I am a Gold Award winner, that's right. Yeah. But they have this giant eyeball.
And you can walk through it.
And I slept in it one time.
That's sweet. You
and
slept in a fucking eyeball.
I did.
That's
and
fucking
it looks
awesome.
Just like the inside of an eyeball. And they were like, and you can sleep anywhere you want and decide to discover the place. And there's all kinds of stuff, but I slept in the eyeball.
I would sleep in the giant engorged penis.
They don't have one of those deal.
Oh, that's just a dream, though.
That's fantasy place.
No, but so. We went to... Shut up.
Gail's just giving a shout-out to his inner being.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah. So, I went to Discovery Place with my class when I was very young. It's probably fifth grade. And I had a friend named... let's just call him E, because I don't want to diss him too hard here.
Ethan.
But, no, I didn't know that wasn't
Ian.
His name. No, no.
Yeah,
what are you
Eli?
Talking about? Shit. yeah, so his name was Eli. God damn it. I'm not bringing anything else up about the motherfucker. But, so...
Eli, I know
he really he really pissed off a touched guy. Like, badly. Like, he was making fun of him. And, like, none of us thought it was funny. Because that's not particularly funny to make fun of someone who's touched like that. So...
So Eli is harassing a retarded guy.
Yeah, Eli was the basis of this is Eli was harassing a retarded kid, and Eli was very short. He was, Jesus, probably 4'11", and the retarded kid was relatively big. and just things got a little out of control, and the retarded kid brutalized him. And I actually know for a fact that Eli still gets shit about this to this day, that he was fucking absolutely just mauled by a retarded kid, which is like...
It's like being beat up by a fag.
Hey, now, you're even gay and you're dissing yourself, homie.
Fag's a fun word.
Self-loathing. No, but yeah, so yeah, my friend Eli got beat up by a retarded guy, and I actually was laughing while it was going on, and I really shouldn't have been, but it was way too funny. So
one summer, I was doing these boat tours around a lake, and I was the boat driver of a 20-foot pontoon boat, and also giving the tour as I drove. But one day, I had to give a tour to all of the children from the mental hospital. And so the leaders came on with all the kids, and they had, like, head masks on and, wow, like, jackets and everything. I'm not kidding. This is really serious. And I kind of was asking them, like, they were, like, severely, like, mentally retarded and also psychotic at the same time. So it's like, are you sure I really need to give the whole tour? Before I got on the boat, I just asked them.
Would they understand
the tour? It's an hour long, and I don't really want to waste my breath.
I gotta get the beer.
It's in your bag.
Oh.
Right there, yeah.
Fuck. I got the beer cozy in my bag.
I didn't want to waste my breath over, like, the motors of the pontoon boat for nothing, you know? And they're like, no, yeah, go ahead and do it. So it's like, all right. So I pull out of the channel, and I start thinking about it. Then I was like, all right, you know what? No. So I picked up the Beatles CD and put it into the CD player, and the kids were so excited. It was exactly what I've always needed to know, that the Beatles are clearly, if not the best band, one of them in the history of the universe, because all of these kids and their head masks and straitjackets were dancing to the songs and singing out loud in unaudible voices.
That's really kind of a beautiful story.
And the song that they all loved the most was Yellow Submarine.
Oh.
While I was on the pontoon driving them through the lake. So.
I have to admit something very embarrassing that just occurred while Mariah was telling her story. So, because you all know, like, certain people can open beers with lighters.
Wait, hold on. I think we need to rewind.
Beer bottles.
I think we gotta rewind.
Okay, tell the John.
Okay, alright. Here's the thing. My ex-boyfriend was British, right? He could always open a beer bottle with his lighter, which I found incredibly impressive. As all of you out there who can open bottles with lighters will find, girls do find this impressive. Now, John showed, so many people in the 2 years that we were dating how to open bottles. And no one could get it right. Like, all these guys tried over and over and over and over and over again. No one could do it.
And then I step up and I'm like, hey, teach me.
And then John comes to America and Daniel's like, hey, show me how to do that. John's like, okay. Does the lesson. Daniel's like, bam, he's got it. He opens lighters with scissors and with, like...
Opens bottles, not lighters.
So, he opens the bottles with scissors. And everything else in his grasp. It was amazing. I was losing my mind. And John was like, why are you so impressed? I was like, I can't believe that you're not. Like, Daniel can do this. And no one else you've taught. Like,
This is something about Daniel that I think a lot of people don't know either. Is Daniel can catch on to shit like in like 2 seconds.
He's like MacGyver.
He's like a fucking ninja. It's ridiculous. Like, Daniel catches on to shit and I'm like, what the fuck, man? I hate you. Like, you catch on to shit like 10 million years before I do. Because Lord knows we're immortal.
But yeah, so Neil was embarrassed because...
I couldn't open the fucking bottle with my lighter, and then Daniel did it, like, in a second. And I was like, wow, I am a gigantic pussy.
So back to me, I was trying to open, like, bottles of lighters for a really long time, you know?
Can you do it too?
Thinking that eventually I could get it, and one night, I cracked one open.
Oh, fuck
that. I was, like, screaming and dancing, I was so excited. And then one of the guys that was sitting next to me looked at me very frankly and said, honey, that's a twist off.
Oh, damn.
The essential blow to
Stone
your ego.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh. Sorry. And but no, Speedo. You're denied.
All right, so I think we're about 15 minutes in, so I think we're going to break into our first track. And this
is like very promised. Good call.
This is a special tonight because...
everybody listen up.
Yeah, my friends, Dear Kerosene, this Thursday at Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco at 9 o'clock are playing their CD release party for their new EP, and we have got access to two tracks that no one has ever heard before and no one will hear until Thursday.
Ta-da,
ta-da! So, it's fantastic. And I've listened to the tracks. They're fucking awesome. You know, as I said before on this show, these guys are my best buds. This first song is called Long Island Sound, and it is fucking rocking. So, prepare yourselves for some serious fucking rock.
Bittersweet and static.
Long Island Sound
by Dear Kerosene, and you can pick up that EP later in this week on DearKerosene.com. And I just actually like to throw two shout-outs real quick, because there's some B-Days coming up for some people. I'd like to throw out a big fucking shout-out to Larkin O'Neill Carpenter, or...
whose birthday is actually right now.
Yes, it is occurring as we speak. She's
happy birthday to you,
Larkin!
She likes AFI.
And she is 21.
She's 20 fucking one, y'all.
Supposed to be in Biltmore, but apparently that's not...
Yeah, that's not happening. But, yeah, happy birthday, Larkin. We love you. And also, on the 17th, tomorrow, is the birthday of my wonderful friend Allison. So, Allison, I miss you so much, and happy birthday to you.
And happy birthday, dear
Allison.
Happy birthday to Allison.
Happy birthday, dear Allison.
Allison,
happy birthday to you.
I think my niece's birthday's coming up soon too.
So wait, where's the big book of lore?
The book of lore. Well, what our next topic was gonna be was vernacular. It was going to be Southern vernacular, but then I realized there's a lot more to talk about if we don't do just South. Yeah. But I was thinking about this because this weekend I spent time with my family for Mother's Day, and I was like, people say a lot of stupid shit that doesn't really mean... They're not really real words we use in the South, but they mean things. But some of the other stuff, like, I was in Walmart with my mom, and she's like, hey, Daniel, I need a buggy. And I was like, a cart?
Yeah, because up north we say carts or shopping carts. Down here they call them buggies.
Another example is
well, so like, you know, like those like round foam cylindrical containers that you hold your beer in,
or cans.
Or cans, whatever you want to put in there.
Beer can be in bottles or cans.
Yeah. Well, they have like different ones for bottles.
Yes. I guess they do. But up north, we call them their beer cozies, you know, because it keeps your beer cozy.
Or koozies.
We're trying to reiterate here. Yeah.
That down south, we call, like, I've always grown up calling them cool cups.
And I've heard them as cool cups. South,
even deeper south in South Carolina.
They're koozies. They're which koozies. Are back to the north.
Yeah.
Which
not actually, cozy, but
koozie actually sounds a little dirty.
If you like coochie?
Sounds like beer to me.
Well, in porn magazines, they always call female juices coos.
Ew.
It's true. It's true, though. I know. I've read a lot of porn mags. But another one is, down south, you know, Mariah and I were discussing this earlier, there's being southern, and then there's being country.
Which are extremely different
things. Yeah, because southern is much more respectable. Like,
yes.
And being country essentially means you're a fucking redneck.
Because you can have good southern cooking or like southern chefs, but
you
then
can
get
like
country.
You can be like, you're either like Paula Deen or you're like some inbred bitch making barbecue in your fucking
like, it's
vagina.
Like this. You could think the South is Scarlett O'Hara and then country is Deliverance.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great analogy.
Because it's pretty much country's euphemism for being a redneck.
But I grew up in quite a few small towns in Pennsylvania, like Crescent and Johnstown and Portage and Altoona, places like that. We moved around a lot.
Altoona.
And there's very similar people up north to rednecks. They might as well be called northern rednecks or Nornex. But we called them miners because generally coal miners were like those rough edge, like mullet wearing, fucking no sleeves, like maybe have a rat tail, definitely driving like a fucking IROC Z. That's what we called them up there, but down there they're just rednecks.
Yeah.
They're just fucking rednecks.
Rednecks versus miners.
When I moved to this very small town in North Carolina, it was Union Mills, which is the suburb of Rutherfordton, and Rutherford, North Carolina.
And are we all shocked that Rutherfordton even has a fucking suburb?
Yes, like, as I am. But when I moved there, these boys wearing black shirts with skulls with Faded Glory, like, flat, like, Old Glory, you know, like, the rebel flag, like, faded across the front with roses coming out of the eyeballs. And no fear in bright purple letters across
always
the bottom.
Always no fear.
With their blue jeans and wallet chains
white
and
wash,
motorcycle
white
boots.
Whitewash blue jeans.
We're like, Mariah, you're a Yankee. And I just looked at him, and I said, do you even know where Charleston is? Because it's more southern than North Carolina. So, you see, country people are stupid.
Yeah, word.
So,
I hope you're not country listening to this, because, frankly, we don't want you listening to this.
You don't know how to work a podcast.
Yeah, you don't even know how to work your fucking computer.
Is a Yankee.
Do you own a computer? Probably not.
I mean, it's in the title.
They probably own an Apple II, and they're still playing Oregon Trail, jacking off
whatever,
to like
Oregon Trail
AC is CSI porn. Whatever.
I like the number muncher game, whatever it was.
Yeah, that was
like,
good.
They're like, you did things, and you had Mad Libs you did.
But then this is, we have another one that's sort of like, it's not really regionally based, I think. It's a clicker versus remote.
Yeah.
Which, I call it a remote.
Or I guess changer. Some people
call it changer sometimes.
Yeah, I call it a changer sometimes.
Which, when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's another word.
But when I was when I'm mad, because I always lose my fucking remote control, I'm like, where's the fucking remote? Because I lose it a lot, because I'm stupid.
And I thought of another one just now.
What's that?
And if anyone hates that stupid commercial with the girl and the yogurt and the remote control, shout out to you.
Yeah, word to the mother. Yeah, that shit's dumb.
My friend Catherine moved from around Matthews to North Carolina to New York for school.
And that's like a big fucking change, y'all. Yeah.
And so when she came back down to visit, instead of calling people posers, they call them biters. I don't know if that still applies.
Well, that's like a hip hop term. Biting, like biting, is like a hip hop term. It's like that. He's biting on my style. Like that's definitely a hip hop term.
Yeah.
Well, but of course, like rednecks have sort of, that's the weird cultural thing down here down south. I don't know if anyone up north recognizes this, but down south you get combos. Rednecks come in combos. There's like a, you get
country
like
music white rednecks.
Yeah, there's like country music, pure white rednecks, and then there's sort of like the rednecks who like wanna be hip hop, and they listen to like 50 Cent, and they wear like the baggy shit. They have like a scum stash, if you know what I'm talking about. Like,
and
like
the derogatory term like, is called wigger.
Yeah, which I don't really like to use. But they had that mustache that like it's not fully grown, you know what I'm saying? It's like kind of wispy. It's got
you guys are so uncool.
Yeah, well, the best term, it's gossamer. It's a gossamer stash.
It's terrible. That should be like reserved for Cinderella's dress. Like, it's a gossamer gown. It should not defile the face of a redneck.
But they defile. But yet, what doesn't a redneck defile?
Not his sister's honor.
Yeah, he definitely. Well, yeah, he defiles the fuck out of that. So Mariah did a British fellow.
She did.
It's over now.
She did a British fellow.
Oh, she did. Well, that too. But so if you could, if you could come up with them off the top of the dome.
Okay. So the funny thing about living in Britain is that you say things you think are right, but then people laugh out loud, and you look at them like they're stupid. For instance, you all agree with me. Okay, pants, you know, blue jeans, dress pants, whatever you put on your legs.
If you're old, call them denims.
Pants are underwear. So if I look at you and I'm like, hey, those are nice pants, they'll be like, oh my goodness, and give you this funny look as if you're saying something tawdry to them, like, oh, you're looking at my underwear. And a penny is an apron.
And no, wait, you actually didn't explain the whole pants thing, though.
Well, she said pants are underwear.
Yeah, because
but what do they call them?
Yeah, what do they call pants?
Trousers.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, is you didn't finish the thought.
Oh, sorry, kids. Yeah, like, okay, so trousers are meant to be the word for pants, but if you
say pants,
or like, if it's raining, as it always is in Britain, and I was like, well, I don't really want to go outside because I'm not wearing pants, everyone's like, ho, you're not wearing pants. Like, I'll be like, I don't want to go outside.
Very funny,
I'm not
you
wearing
limey
underwear.
Bastards.
Like, if it's raining, you know what I mean?
You know what I really hate?
Is going commando a southern thing, or is it everybody?
No, that's everyone. That's everyone.
Because I never know. I'm like, when I grow up hearing, it might not be everywhere. So, like, here's what I hear.
It's also, I mean, the thing is, it's known as freeballing everywhere, too. Even though,
yeah,
even though for women, like, why the, like, it's not like their ovaries are hanging out. But, one thing I hate, and I always hear that, because I listen to, like, the BBC in the morning, because I'm a dork, I hate it, because they always talk about, if there's, like, a sort of hot news story that's not news-related necessarily, like, it's about, like, a celebrity in Britain, they'll be like, this is a very sexed-up story. Like, I hate that shit. Like, just say it's, like, a, I don't even know why I hate it so much, but, like, they always say, like, anything, like, they'll be like, oh, that story is very sexy, and it won't be related to sex. It'll just be because it's sort of like a hot topic. Like, yeah. Like hot topics in Britain, not the store, the subject matter, is, and that's a whole fucking other ball of twine that I don't even want to get into, but, but the anything that's, like, sort of a hot topic, they'll call it sexy. And I'm like, you guys are fucking it up. Like, you guys are totally, you got it wrong.
The Brits do have, right, it's like, if some, like, if I was like, oh, hey, Daniel, did you see Neil today? He looked wicked. And wicked is, like,
that's an American term, though.
Epitome, yeah.
That's, like, a Bostonian term. Like, that's wicked awesome.
No, but it means that, like, you're, like, so hot and gorgeous and sexy that you're wicked.
Like, you put it...
Like, you're too much. You're
like a filthy witch.
Like, you're like, oh, they're wicked. Like, you're deadly sexy. And I really do like that term. But that may be more
in America,
Irish.
You're...
I give shout-outs to some of my Irish girls, Aisling, and...
By the way, I would love to meet some Irish girls, so come here to Greensboro now. Teleport. If you can, because you got leprechauns and shit.
Send an email to asspod@gmail.com.
Yeah, asspod. That's our new email address, by the way. asspod@gmail.com. So send us funny emails with funny pictures and all sorts of stuff, and we'll...
Put them on air.
Yeah, we'll put them on air, and we'll email you back.
And we'll make you almost famous.
Again, I'll admit, fucking send shit, and I will... Send your address. I will mail you funny stuff, because I'd love to do that. Like, I'll send funny letters... Like, I'll do anything. I think it's hilarious.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope, too.
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to send me bottle caps, I could get my address later. But, because I collect bottle caps.
In a personal email.
Yeah, because I'm a dork, and I collect bottle caps. So, there you go. But,
I know another, like, term. Some of my friends from Australia. Like, we had,
Bloody Australians.
We had, like, you know, like...
Bloody Steve.
We had vegetable trays and fruit trays at one of our events, and, they're like, what do you call this? And I'm like, it's honeydew. And I'm like, oh, we call it rock melon.
I think that's rock melon?
Because it looks kind of like it could be a rock, maybe not really, but...
They call it and rock apparently, melon.
Maybe if you're a fucking idiot who wrestles
melon.
Gators.
I was like, one morning, we were having cantaloupe, and I was like, oh, would you want some cantaloupe? John Paul's like, oh, melon? I was like, no, cantaloupe. He's like, what, an antelope? I was like, no, it's an actual name of the fruit.
I'd be like, you put beans
like,
on your breakfast food, you dumb
cantaloupe.
Bastard.
And he was like, what, melon?
By See? The way, have you noticed I have a disdain for the British? Because I do.
And everyone else.
Sorry, British listeners, I know we don't have any, but if we ever do, I have a slight disdain for you.
Neil's a Nazi.
Well, I'm in purely German, so... I mean, I can't, you know...
What about eggplant, Mariah?
Yeah, what's the funny term for eggplant?
It's aubergine.
Aubergine.
Being a vegetarian
what is
in a restaurant,
insanely
I'll be like,
gay than that.
Look at it and I'll be like, oh, aubergine.
It's a
what
fucking
is that?
Eggplant.
Eggplant parmesan. Aubergine parmesan. Now what is that?
It's like, have you played Kid Icarus, the eggplant wizard? Come on.
I'm
referencing 8-bit Nintendo
it's,
now, y'all.
Cut. Something. What is the name for zucchini?
Spiderman.
I think it is actually it's probably like the genus
actually,
species like proper
you know actually
like,
what they call it in Britain is a dildos.
No, it's
for men. God, I'm so culturally insensitive. I have no
ethnocentric.
Yeah, I'm very ethnocentric. I have no
and xenophobic.
What's the term? It's a
xenophobe.
I can't even remember now. I took anthropology like twice, and I can't remember shit from it, because I'm an idiot.
Well, it doesn't matter that much.
How many times do I have to admit that I'm a fucking idiot on this cast?
What does your last name mean? Hirschenberg?
My full name, Neil comes from the Celtic word, which means champion, and my last name, Hirschberger, means king of the mountain, so, yeah. And I don't have a middle name, surprisingly enough. My parents just didn't take the time.
My dad
but,
yeah, a lot of us
so my my full name means king or champion and king of the mountain, which I think is pretty dope. I was actually named after Neil Young because my parents were filthy hippies.
Did you ever play King of the Mountain?
Oh yeah, of course. King of the Mountain was a great game.
My name.
What does your name mean, Mariah?
Sea of Bitterness.
Wow. Why the fuck did your parents do that to you?
I don't think my mom didn't know what it meant, but my last name
she was probably should have studied up.
So, like, yeah, so.
But Mariah's last name is literally T-R-U-L-U-C-K, True Luck. Is that not the dopest thing you've ever heard? That's insane. Like, that's such a great last name.
She'll be a hip-hop album title one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
True Luck.
But what is your, do you know what your name is?
Daniel just means God will be my judge.
And
I don't know about my last name.
Deason? You don't know?
Okay. It's just some mixed-up, random last name that no one knows.
But I always feel very, like, in control of the topic of luck. Like, the other day, Daniel and I were at a party, and these, like, stupid boys were trying to explain how luck works.
Wait, was this a party I was at? Was
no.
This Rinrin's part? Oh, okay. No.
Maybe. You guys are probably there. I was out on the porch by myself.
I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. I was. You were. Yeah.
You were there. But the
wait,
these guys.
What party was this? Why was I not at this party?
You were there, but you just weren't on the porch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure I was fucking partying.
And they were like, trying to. I was like, look, I'm sorry. I hold the definitive on luck here. And today I was thinking about it. And I was like, you know what? I really don't feel wrong about saying that. Because if Daniel knew what a decent is, then he could talk about that. And if Neil had, like, the definitive on a Hirsch burr, like a king of a hill, I'm
well,
sure
well, I'm fucking definitively
could, like,
the king of the fucking hill.
Be definitive on that. But luck...
If there's a hill, I'll kick everyone's ass off.
Because they were saying, like, ridiculous things. Like, luck works like this. I was like, look, I'm
well,
sorry.
Anyone that makes a definitive fucking statement about fucking luck, you should immediately assume that they're a dumbass.
Except for me, because it's my name.
That's what I'm saying. I
so
agree.
So I know
I
how it works. Like,
all right, so I think we need to get into our second song here because it's getting late in the cast. So
here's our next song from Dear Kerosene.
So here's our next song from Dear Kerosene, and it is called "No One Listening," and
which is a good song for our podcast.
Except
yeah,
because
no one
is listening
to our podcast.
For everyone.
So here you go. This is Dear Kerosene with "No One Listening."
Crumpled list.
that was Dear Kerosene.
Yeah, with no one listening, and
we're running kind of long. So
yeah, we've actually run longer than this before, but
we feel bad. Yeah, we're guilty.
Yeah, we feel guilty, but we hope you enjoyed this. I really, really would love to say to Ben. And
Ben, by the way, I agree with you. You have a very nice voice.
Beautiful voice. Beautiful voice.
To shout out to you and your all vocal cords.
Yeah, all the members of Dear Kerosene, I love you guys. I miss you guys so much. It'll be really wonderful to see you this summer. So get back here as soon as possible. Be safe. And I think we're gonna I think we're gonna end this cast right now. So.
Good year.
We're gonna do another one because we're really excited.
This has been Neil Young P. Hershberger and
and Billy D. Deason
and
Mariah Lintruluck.
And we're signing off. Have a wonderful night, folks. We love you.
Ciao.